Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 6th. You'll be interested to know, 157 years ago, today, in 1869, Dmitri Mendeleev arranged the chemical elements into a coherent, periodic table that revealed patterns in atomic weights and properties, leaving gaps for undiscovered elements. This organization provided a predictive order for chemistry, guiding future discoveries and establishing a foundational framework for understanding matter and teaching generations of scientists. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, light snow is likely, and it feels like 24 degrees, with 13-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:39, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:06. It looks like we're in for some morning snow before 8, with a chance of sleet, and then rain until 1 under cloudy skies and a high near 38, accompanied by a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 7, with a low of 34 and calm winds. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 34 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday starts with patchy fog before 7 a.m., then turns mostly cloudy with a high near 45 and southwest winds gusting up to 21 miles per hour. A 50% chance of evening rain brings lows near 43 with gusty southwest winds. Then Sunday is partly sunny with a chance of morning rain and a high near 55 as winds shift to the west. Monday and Tuesday warm to the upper 50s and low 60s with mostly sunny skies and a slight chance of overnight showers early Tuesday morning. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Fenway's beloved Regina Pizzeria has closed its doors. A spokesperson for Boston Restaurant Associates confirmed on Thursday. Mark Hurwitz of Boston Restaurant Talk was the first to report the news, sharing a photo showing a sign that read, "This location is now closed." The spokesperson explained that the lease expired and the business chose not to renew it. Regina Pizzeria, a Boston landmark for nearly 100 years, opened its Fenway location in 2013. Although it still operates 12 pizzerias in Boston and Massachusetts, most are quick service spots, unlike the iconic North End location. Now on to sports. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, has agreed to help cover World Cup security costs, but Foxborough leaders remain unsatisfied. Any suggestion that Boston Soccer 2026 or the Kraft Group have adequately addressed the town's concerns is false, Foxborough Select Board Chair Bill Yona stated. World Cup organizers provided further details on how they plan to fund $7.8 million in security for Gillette Stadium. A spokesperson for Gillette Stadium confirmed their commitment to meet the town's needs for security-related costs. Foxborough officials set a March 17th deadline to secure these funds for public safety during the event. Kraft Sports and Entertainment included a commitment letter to support Boston Soccer 2026's expenditures. In local sports, Jason Tatum is on the verge of returning to NBA action tonight as the Celtics face the Dallas Mavericks at 7. Listed as questionable, This marks the first time this season he's not been sidelined due to the ruptured right Achilles tendon he suffered during last season's playoffs. Celtics president Brad Stevens mentioned Tatum wouldn't be cleared until he was ready both physically and mentally, and that time may have arrived. If he plays, Tatum will make his return after 298 days, just beyond the typical recovery window. As the season for playoff success, Tatum's presence could be pivotal. In top news, climate change's rising seas may threaten tens of millions more people than previously thought, according to a new study. Researchers found that about 90% of studies underestimated baseline coastal water heights by an average of 1 foot. This issue is more common in the global South and Southeast Asia, and less so in Europe. The study co-author, Philip Minderhout, attributes this to a methodological blind spot in measuring sea and land altitudes. Adjusting the baseline height means seas rising by just over 3 feet could threaten 77 million to 132 million more people. In business news, the U.S. stock market rebounded on Wednesday from 2 days of punishing swings as oil prices stabilized and reports provided encouraging economic updates. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. while the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 238 points. The NASDAQ Composite increased 1.3%. Despite a scary start when South Korea's KOSPI Index plunged 12.1%, the market responded positively. Oil prices moderated, with Brent crude settling at $81. Strength in the U.S. economy, including a rise in hiring, has provided a hopeful outlook amidst ongoing uncertainties. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 6.5% for the week to $71,000. Ethereum is up 5% to $2,000. And XRP is up 3% to $1.41. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In southeastern China, a glimpse into the future of flying taxis is emerging with the Matrix, an electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle developed by Autoflight. This impressive aircraft can carry up to 10 passengers and has a wingspan of 20 meters. Recently, Autoflight conducted a flying demonstration showcasing the Matrix's ability to rise and land smoothly. The company hopes to receive regulatory approval by 2027, though flying taxis still face challenges such as safety and infrastructure. Experts suggest it may take at least another 3 years for viable solutions to surface. And in entertainment news, the film Project Hail Mary has been unveiled to members of the film press ahead of its March 20th release, and first reactions are calling it a must-see space odyssey that may prove to be a major awards player come Oscar time next year. Film critic Eric Marchin shared a glowing review, stating that Project Hail Mary is the first great blockbuster of 2026. Other critics praised the film, noting it delivers a pulse-pounding space epic that brings true humanity to the forefront. Entertainment journalist Scott Menzel called it a masterpiece and an epic cinematic achievement. Ryan Gosling stars as Rayland Grace, a schoolteacher who awakens alone on a spaceship, piecing together an outlandish plot to save the sun. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American philosopher and psychologist, William James. And he said, "The greatest discovery of any generation is that a human can alter his life by altering his attitude." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.